Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
For Ludington, one of the most beautiful places in our state, West State location. That's from Ryan in Pontiac. Manistee, underrated for sure. Low-key place gets swept under because Ludington is overrated. There you go, back and forth. We are talking about this list on MSN, amongst other things, but going into the break there, if you missed it. It was that Traverse City got named the most underrated city in our state, according to an MSN list. Now, to be fair, as somebody pointed out, they talked about the type of city that you'd put down roots in. I like Traverse City. I do. When I go there, it's fine. It's probably fifth or sixth on my list of up north destinations. And if anything, I might call it a tad bit overrated and not underrated. As one person said, you drive all that time to feel like you're in Royal Oak.
Well, it doesn't sneak up on you. You know, it's like Traverse City is kind of a big city. Well, I guess that's maybe the thing as well, as these other cities we're mentioning are smaller towns and they're like quaint and there's a lot of character. And then Traverse City is like a much bigger version of all that.
Well, but almost to be underrated, it has to kind of sneak up on you. Mike Stone from the morning show sent me a text, said Elk Rapids. Underrated. Okay,
yeah. I've never been to Elk Rapids, but I know where it's at. It's by Charlevoix and Boyne City, somewhere in there?
It is. Elk Rapids between Traverse City and Charlevoix.
Okay.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
We got this to our Twitter account from Josh. Says, guys, what has better towns, Lake Michigan or Lake Huron? I don't think it's any question.
I don't either.
But I feel like it's unfair because I haven't spent a whole lot of time in the Lake Huron side of the state of Michigan.
Yeah. I don't frequent that side of the, we bought on the other side, the Lake Michigan side. So,
and part of the beauty of being on the Lake Michigan side is the sunsets. And that's a lot for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And I like sunrises.
Damn, not up that early.
No.
I am, but it's squinty eyed, letting the dog out. Can't wait to get back to bed.
248-539-9797 if you want to get in on this. What is the most underrated city in the state of Michigan, underrated town in the state of Michigan? And the debate rages on. Two debates. One is Traverse City actually slightly overrated? And what's better, Manistee or Ludington? 248-539-9797. We opened the show talking about the Tigers a couple hours ago. Look, when I saw the lineup, I had to admit, I kind of giggled out loud. Oh, my God, they're going against JV, and Jim Adusi is batting cleanup. This could get ugly. Then JV strikes out the side in the first. He struck out 12 of the first 15 outs were strikeouts. 12 of the first 15 he recorded. But Adusi, I guess do what he do, singles his first at bat, he homers later. John Hicks hit a two-run bomb in the second after the Adusi single. I mean, lunging at an 85-mile-per-hour slider was still able to get the barrel of the bat on it and hit it out to left. Candelario hits a four-seam fastball to right, who's been amongst the biggest disappointments in the Tigers' first half of the season. Candelario's hitting well under 200 the last month and a half, and we're hoping he's a cornerstone to build around, and he's not looking like it right now. Nico Goodrum hit a bomb. As we mentioned, Adusi hit one. It was cool to see, and I felt little to no emotional tie to Justin Verlander. And in part because he was facing a transitional group of Tigers. It didn't feel like he was facing yesterday's Tigers or tomorrow's Tigers. He was facing the guys that were wearing the shirt yesterday. But wouldn't surprise us if most of them aren't around. And when JV was here, most of them weren't around.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the emotions would be much different if we had seen Miguel Cabrera, if Victor Martinez was having a decent season and those guys were in the lineup. It certainly would be different if it was the team that we saw last year before the purge, but it's not. It's a team full of guys outside of Castellanos and maybe Candelario that you just don't have a whole lot of confidence are going to be here in 2 years. It's a transitional team, period, right now.
How did you characterize your emotions watching JV pitch against the Tigers? 248-539-9797. Champ and Chump, we do it every Monday. My champ of the weekend is everyone who donated during our impromptu Marcus Thornhill rally last week. During our show, it amounted to around $1,500 in seeing their goal on the GoFundMe page go from, it was like at 30,000. I think we got it up. Maybe it was 31,000. We got it into the neighborhood of 33,000 during a short show last week. All of those people that donated for the son of Josh Thornhill, Michigan State great linebacker, kid battling cancer. Congratulations to everybody who did that. $1,500 is roughly what was donated during the course of our program. All of you are champs of the weekend. Gator, your champ is?
Yeah, and that's a great champ. And they've now raised over $40,000 towards that $50,000 goal, which is awesome.
You can donate GoFundMe.com. Marcus Strong.
Mine is Jacob Robson. He's the outfielder who is now with the Toledo Mudhens, promoted from AA 14 games ago. And in the 14 games of Toledo, he's hit .436 with an OPS of .1209. He's very fast out there, a very capable defensive outfielder. Undersized, though, about 5'10", a buck 80. But he's killing it at Toledo right now. And I just look at that because he had a really, really nice season last year. I believe it was a 2016 draft pick from the Tigers. So in 2 years in the minors, he's produced pretty nicely, and he's already matriculated up to the AAA level. We hear all the time that the Tigers lack the position players in the farm system, and yet they may hit on this guy.
They might get lucky here.
Daz Cameron and Kristen Stewart and Cam Gibson. These are the four outfielders right there that are all having pretty decent years, and if they can just hit on one of those guys, be pretty happy about it. They might have a chance to an opportunity to hit on more than that.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. My chump of the weekend is Michigan State for going the direction of Bill Beekman with athletic director. I can't, it's nothing against Beekman. I can't believe they named him. That the national search produced the secretary for the board of trustees to be the athletic director.
Yeah, and Engler had said that they're not going to promote from within. Now, today, I guess he sort of reiterated and said, we said we weren't going to promote from within the athletic department. Okay, you want to go all semantics in the day you're introducing the guy, then that's awesome, because he has nothing to do with the athletic department until today. Well, until he was named interim director, I guess.
I just felt like, I think Michigan State, first of all, it should have been the new president that makes the hire.
I agree with that.
Second.
And he said when he addressed that question, Engler was like, no, we're okay with this.
It should have been the new president.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a university that is in desperate need of a strong outsider to come in and be the authority.
Without a doubt. My chump of the week is Terrell Owens and the NFL Hall of Fame. Owens isn't going to show up at the Hall of Fame ceremony because he felt he was snubbed last year when he wasn't announced as an inductee. And so he's not going to show up. The NFL has decided, well, we're not going to even make mention really of you at the event, which I think is a joke. Both sides have to get over themselves. If T.O. doesn't show up, fine. But the NFL Hall of Fame should still do what they do for Hall of Famers and aren't able to show up, and that is induct him. Make mention of him. Give him the same respect as any other old gold jacket wearer would have.
So, who you got as champ and chump on the weekend? 248-539-9797, plus your ticket text at 97136. Got a lot there that we just set the table with. Why you're going to be hearing a lot about college football this week. We'll get to that at 12:22. First, back to your phone calls. John in Troy. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing? It's a great discussion about the cities in Michigan. I actually have had this debate many times with friends of mine. First of all, I'm from Detroit originally, but now I live in the west side. And the Lake Michigan cities are much better than the Lake Huron cities.
Yeah.
It's not even close, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought.
Yeah, I agree that Traverse City is the most underrated. I don't think you'd want to live there because the winters are absolutely brutal. But in the summer, it's got the big city feel and also the small town atmosphere both. It's got whatever you want. In terms of Massey and Ludington, Massey is much better than Ludington. Ludington is really popular but very expensive. To get into the campgrounds in Ludington, you have to get in like 9 months in advance. So I would agree with you on Manistee, but I agree that Traverse City is the most underrated. It's a fantastic city. And if you like wine, I mean, just going out on the peninsula and going through the wine tasting is absolutely fantastic.
Well, I've done that. It is great. There's a lot of great things about Traverse City. As Gator said, though, to be by definition underrated, something almost has to sneak up on you, and I can't imagine Traverse City sneaking up on anybody.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.